biscuit.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
And joining us, we actually talked to him during our live episode, actually both of them.
And someone was like, you should get that guy on as a guest. And we're like, all right.
Well, we've got Defender X joining us. Say hello, sir.
Yo, Defender X representing Zenton. What's happening, world?
All right. Got a good show for you. Not a whole lot of news this week, but
There's some news more than we've had in the past.
We should have no news. At least some hilarity this week. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. The pressure is on for hilarity now.
All right. What server are you from again?
I'm originally from Bismarck, but I moved to Midgar, and then that got absorbed to Quetzalcoatl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I'm formerly Nimbus Yost. I don't know if y'all remember me, but I'm that paladin you love to hate.
All right.
Word.
Well, I love being that guy. except I'm always the Beastmaster you love to hate. Anyways, let's go over a little bit of news. Ein Fantastisches Sunbreeze Festival exclusive! Fantastic Fräulein Mumor 3.
It just looks like more of the same stuff, really.
It does. It's the third appearance.
It's something different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the old Sunbreeze Festival just used to be Sunbreeze Festival.
And really, they don't have like any like new events anymore. Like they have the same events, but then they'll just like add something new to that event.
Well, yeah, because they want you to be able to still get all the same stuff that you used to be able to get in the past. So it's like, okay, we gotta, you know.
Well, and even then, like in years past, sometimes when the new one comes around, it may not be the same, and they'll just like throw those event items and you know at like the NPC vendors that they have, like you know with the Moogles or something.
Mm-hmm. Like I remember the first North American Sunbreeze Festival. It was glorious. And then the second was like glorious, but sort of like a little bit close to the same as last, the year before. Mm-hmm. And it's been the same ever since, pretty much.
Yeah.
But still.
Dancing Taru. I love them.
We're just sitting there like on that, like on the tree, like around like the fountains in the cities. You don't know how they got there, but who cares?
Exactly.
They do on the Harlem Shake and whatnot. It's great.
Don't worry, like where those Tarus are, like when the event isn't going around, like they just keep them in a box somewhere, and they're like, "All right, it's that time of year. Get some fresh air and dance a little bit for everybody." And then you're going back in the box.
They're in the dance hall, chilling, just like in Glee.
Oh,
practicing.
Okay. He's right.
That
He's right.
Harlem Shake takes practice.
It does. It's true.
It's true.
All right. Yeah.
August 3rd to the 17th for that.
Just next week. That's this week.
That's like tomorrow. That's actually, that's like right now.
No, because it's only the second today.
And what is it in Japan, good sir?
Mm.
It's later in the day. It's yeah, but it's not like it hasn't started yet. Has it?
Hope y'all got
it'll be going on right now. This is true.
Man, look, I saw Shady Taru, got my tickets ready. It only cost me 10 mil this year to go to the Sunbreeze Festival. It's great. I can't wait.
So you get
you your...
Yeah, you did get hustled.
What are you talking about?
Sunbreeze Festival for 10 mil?
Looks very, very honest. I don't think I'd get hustled like that. Not again.
Not again.
All right, so you can go get your yukatas and your goldfish scooping and all that fun stuff. You got your fireworks and your special town
what
music.
What was it last year, like the cricket cages or whatever? I think that was Sunbreeze, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So.
I don't
Good times will be had by all.
Indeed.
Except nobody's really going to notice because everybody's in Abyssia. So,
fireworks.
I'm just saying.
The music, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there.
Like, who goes back to town anymore?
That'd, like, keep people out of Abyssia. You go into Abyssia, there's fireworks. They're playing, like, the Sunbreeze music. You're like, oh, God, no.
It's refreshing to hear that music once a year, you know? It's like the Juno Christmas theme.
It got its own little Christmas theme, and then Ottergon came out. Around the holidays, it's like empty. It's like the group that like shows up, and then they like warp out from Limbus there for like a minute.
Ding ding. Like, oh yeah, I forgot they did this.
They need like a Ottergon music theme.
Ding
like Christmas.
Ding ding.
They really do. I don't know why they haven't done that. That would be
the heathens in Ottergon.
They don't celebrate the holidays.
Sweet. All right, what do we got next? What's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? Now distributing Mandragora emoji.
This is JP Onry. They have Square Enix Mobile out in Japan, and I guess you can send little, like, Mandy emoticon type deals now and, like, messages.
Oh, sweet.
So this is off the Creator's Voice e-blog. So, yeah, probably nobody listening to this will be able to use this, but you know what? It was on the Creator's Voice E. So
hey, it's relevant. So if it's relevant, you'll hear it on PF.
I was actually curious. Like, I saw this. I'm like, I wonder how Square Enix Mobile's been doing. Because, like, they had that over here for a while. And I looked up the website for it. The copyright on the bottom still says 2005.
Oh, wow.
Just Service Mobile coming soon. Some, like, Destiny's Child game. I'm like, oh, God.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Got that bills ringtone.
Exactly.
But yeah, Japan only for this one. So,
all right. Next on the this is actually under community.
Technically community, but just gonna be kind of news in general, I guess.
This is Gamma Sutra.
Yeah, Gamma Sutra.
Is it Gamma Sutra or is it Gamma Sutra?
Sure.
Anyways, there's an article called FFXI has quote unquote reached its time. What does that mean, Fusion?
What do you think it means?
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the article?
You didn't read it, did you?
I did not.
Shut up.
I don't want to read anything that's titled Final Fantasy XI has reached its time.
Snake just read the headline and he's kind of shivering and like holding himself. He's like, hmm. Basically, you sit down with Tanaka and Yasu. That's always weird. We always say Tanaka and Yasu, but not like Tanaka and Kurosawa. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Or Hiromichi and Yasu. It's always Tanaka and Yasu. I don't know why that is. It's weird. I sat down with them. Really, obviously, you know, the topic was kind of Final Fantasy XIV, since that's what's coming out in 2 months. But there's a lot of stuff that kind of tied in with 11. One of the things that they did say is that, you know, Tanaka says a bunch of times that Final Fantasy XI has, quote, passed its peak or, quote, reached its time. They say, however, we do understand that if Final Fantasy XI players have special memories in Final Fantasy XI, there's probably people that are going to want to continue to play XI, so they'd like to keep those players happy, and they'll try to introduce some bonus for those people, probably from a monetary point of view.
That would be good.
However, of course, we will continue Final Fantasy XI even after we launch 14. We'll still continue on the development side. So as long as players enjoy the game, we will continue the service. So first, I mean, obviously, monetary point of value for some kind of bonus. Maybe they're lowering the subscription fee. I know in this article they also talk about how they kind of want people to shift from 11 to 14, which isn't, I guess, really surprising. We kind of had a feeling, you know, that was kind of one of their goals to begin with.
Yeah, it was called Project Rapture, after all, you know.
Yeah. So we don't know if there's going to be some kind of bundle where if you want to play 11 and 14, then, you know, that monetary value, like, you don't have to pay, you know, that it would be like $26, I think, then for both games. Maybe it'll
see that would be acceptable to me.
That would be really nice, and that's something a lot of people have been asking for,
because I know there's a lot of people like myself right now that can only really afford to play one MMO.
And this economy, and really, too, you know, it's everyone too.
And for, you know, on in talking about that, I think it's not necessarily just you know, money too. It's time. Like, okay, I have two MMO subscriptions, but, you know, like, it's not like I can play both at the same time, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I only have so much time. Which one am I going to play, you know?
A lot of people having trouble with real life and MMO, much less two MMOs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In real life.
And yeah. real life. And jambalaya.
Mm.
That was some good jambalaya.
Mm.
I know, right? Just say.
The other one that's kind of
there's more going on here than you realize, I think, Fusion. But keep no, going.
I caught the tail end of that conversation. I'm just not going to go into it.
Somebody else caught some tail too.
This is so hysterical to me.
Why is that?
I feel so warm and fuzzy inside. Keep going.
And that's the jambalaya.
Yeah. It's called gas, baby.
Oh, man. You know, and I don't know if this was a translation issue or whatever in this article, but they say we will still continue the development side. This is for 11. And then they say, so as long as the players enjoy the game, we'll continue the service. So, okay, development would mean more content and stuff, but service for me just tells me they're going to keep the servers up and running.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, it's like, we'll do development. So as long as they enjoy the game, we'll continue the service. Wait, what? You know, it seems kind of, I'm not sure what they're trying to get across there.
I mean, I have a quick question. This may seem a little bit rhetorical, but don't they have two more add-ons still coming out?
They do.
They do, yeah.
I mean, do we know the exact time frame these add-ons are going to be out?
Yeah.
September and December?
Yep. End of the year.
Okay, so they're talking about after that, right?
You would
yeah, they're
let
not
going to
cancel the... I doubt they'd cancel.
It's like Final Fantasy 14 coming up. Sorry, got to go.
We're going to see service go until at least... I mean, it'll probably be going for like another year, I would imagine. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, it's going to be going for a while after at least December because people are still going to be playing around with the new add-on.
That's half the reason I thought like 14 would have a release date of either the end of December or sometime next year, because why would they release, you know, an add-on at the same time they're releasing 14?
Because they want people to keep playing 11 and give them more money.
Yeah, but
they're
still...
Probably we're going to play 14 and 11 at the same time, making them more amounts of money.
I mean, hey, I have two monitors. Why not?
So do I.
Two monitors, two gamepads.
I think for the most part, people, you know, people are at least going to give 14 a good shot before saying, okay, I love 14. I'm going to suspend my, you know, 11
content
IDs,
yeah.
You know, so they're gonna get for the most part people playing both for the first couple of months or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, really, when you look at a new MMO, you know, it can't come out and then the first week they're like, oh, you know, it has so many subscribers. Well, that's great. Give it a couple months.
Yeah, see what happens.
Because the people that like it will stick around. The people that are trying it out because it looks new and cool that don't like it, they'll leave. You can't judge an MMO by like its first month of operation, and in that first month too, there's so many bugs and issues that the game really isn't what it's necessarily meant to be.
Gonna be, yeah,
right.
It's gonna be.
I mean, not to mention
so all those people that do quit.
Free trial, so people right. are playing the game for 30 days at the inception.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I think really, I'll be curious to see what they do. You know, money wise with the subscription for 11. You know what they do to that, because it looks like they might. You know, lower it or do some kind of, you know, subscription package for both games. I think people are going to be surprised.
And stuff. I hope that people aren't going to be too disappointed, because when MMOs first come out, there's not a lot of content in them, you know, just mm-hmm. initially. So someone coming from Final Fantasy XI, where there's just unbelievable amounts of content, going to a game like 14 that just comes out and there's like nothing to do yet.
And the best part too is it's all these people that rush through the game and they're like, I want to get to this, you know, I want to be the highest level first. They knowingly, you know, rush through it and they're like, there's
yeah.
nothing to
do. You're missing out a lot when you do that.
Right.
You know, when you don't read quests, you don't, you know, read the storyline, you don't, you know, get yourself involved in what's going on and you're just trying to be the highest level player. You're missing you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
See, it's like the adventure. It's the journey, not the destination. Remember that.
I have a friend that literally text messaged me and told me that he wants to be at level cap at the end of the 30-day free trial. And it just reminded me of those guys that said, yeah, I'm going to take Monk to level 45 without a sub job, solo, in a week.
We're still good to like laugh at those people, right?
Yeah, we're still
good. Don't offend anybody.
Wait, hold on. Let me look. Yeah, we're still good. We're still good on that. Yeah, like for sure. It's, you know, there's not going to be nearly as much content in 14 as there is in 11. 11 players are so much. They're so like hardcore, you know. But I think stopping and smelling the roses is really important. That's all I have to say.
And you know, talking about just like the time of the release, it's kind of weird because there's, you know, in September, I would expect probably mid September will probably be the update for 11. That'll see, I think it's Scars of Abyssia or Heroes of, I can't remember which one is which.
I think it goes Scars then Heroes.
I think I think that's right. So Scars of Abyssia will come out with the September update. And then, you know, a week or two later, Final Fantasy 14 will be out. Also coming with this update is the end of Wings of the Goddess mission line. So, I mean, really, for some people, they could, you know, update good hit, finish the story, you know, so you don't kind of leave yourself with questions or whatever. And then you could just kind of bow out. And that could be it for some people. I don't know. I would want to
it's very hard to see at this point. Obviously, it's still early. The consensus that I get is that, you know, some people are like, "Oh, yeah, 14," but a lot of people are like, you know, "I'm not sure yet. I'm going to try it out and see how I like it." You know.
And then there's those people like me who's not going to be playing till March.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another good point. Obviously, with the delay till March for the PS3 version of 14, that'll keep a lot of people in 11. So
for a few months more, anyway. Well, maybe. I mean,
some people just don't have the PC hardware to run 14, and they'll, you know, whatever. Or they
could be out early too. You know, March is just kind of like, I think end of the fiscal year is what they're aiming at. So it could be earlier than March, but we have no idea.
Who can say with Square Enix? Because, wasn't 11 supposed to come out in 2000 even? And it didn't come out till 2002?
It came out in 2002 in Japan, and then 2003 in the North American regions.
They had been developing it since like a little while after Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I think they started developing in like 98, 99 or something, didn't they?
You know what? Get your copy of Final Fantasy X out, put it in your PS2. You know what it says right at the top on that main menu? It says play online.
Nice. Yep.
They were actually developing online features for Final Fantasy X, but they just never made it into a retail game.
Actually, the whole play online thing was actually in Final Fantasy IX. Remember with that terrible strategy guide that you had to go online for every single time you did something?
I don't.
Yeah, that was playonline.com. If I'm not mistaken.
Man, they had such a big epic vision for Play Online, and then just kind of like...
I wish I had that link handy to show you what the first Final Fantasy XI trailer with the whole thing about the Play Online trailers.
I remember the first trailer that I saw for 11. Dude, sure it was
if you go on like YouTube or something, type in like Final Fantasy X and like Play Online, whatever, there might be some screenshots. I think they were talking about doing some like online like strategy guide stuff like while you were playing the game, which would have made sense if they were, you know, if they had just the separate thing online with for 9, but...
Oh yeah, for Final Fantasy XI, Play Online, you know, there was going to have online strategy guides. You can listen to your MP3s on your hard drive.
Yeah.
Connecting with people outside the game, like the chat rooms that y'all had that little expose about, that now they have, like, you know, the sexual things in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was supposed to be, you know, a whole community right there in there, kind of like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a good idea. It sounds great on paper, but... The application just didn't fly. Just like the Link Shell community beta. great idea. Had some great stuff going on there, but it just didn't.
Child ringtones.
Square Enix has realized this too, because they're now like they're barely updating anymore. Like, we'll get an update with new gear, and then like 2 months later, they'll be like, "Oh, we had maintenance on the Link Shell beta to put in that new gear from the update that we had like 2 months ago." And you would think too that something like that tied directly to the game servers would like show augments on gear.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Anywho, so any other biscuits from this article?
No, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. All right. Well, I would love to see at least some kind of combo deal. You know, if I'm paying for 14, which I will be, you know, I'd like to be able to say, you know, yeah, we'll get a party, we'll do some Abyssia, have some fun, you know, level our characters up a little bit. You know, and
oh, that
play
reminds
that casually.
It is now the new month stake. You are free to reactivate.
Oh yeah, you're right. You are totally right.
Yep. And I know. Here's a question. If 14's coming out, I know we're all going to at least try it. If they did anything with the pricing for Final Fantasy XI, how much would 11 need to cost in order for you to do 11 and 14?
Well, 11's costing you $12.99 a month plus a dollar per extra character, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and they said that 14 is going to be $15 a month, right?
No.
$14.99?
It's the same pricing plan except where a character in 11 is a dollar, a retainer is a dollar in 14, and then a playable character is $3.
So it's still...
So it's still the same price. It's
$12.99 plus a buck for a retainer,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Same price. Okay. So, how much would it have to be to pay for if I needed to pay for both? What? Like
realistically?
What? Realistically speaking. If they made it $20 a month, I would be happy to pay for both.
Like $20
all together. $20 all together plus I'll pay the extra buck for my extra characters. You know. All right. So yeah, does that sound fair? $20 a month.
I think it does.
Realistically, though, as long as I've got friends still playing 11, I'm probably gonna keep paying for it.
Mm. I have a feeling. I have a feeling that yours would be the popular consensus. So people aren't just going to be like, peace out, 11, you know.
Right.
There's still something there. You still spent a lot of time, you know. For me, you're talking thousands and thousands of hours, you know, playing that game. So, you know, people aren't just going to forget about it.
I think, too, what'll be interesting to see is what they do with 11 once all the Abyssia add-ons are done. Because, I mean, they've said that, I think it was over at E3, they... consider Abyssia to be an expansion, not necessarily an add-on. And some people are like, but it's download, it's an add-on. Well, okay, take these areas, you know, each add-on, $10 each, that's $30. How much is an expansion?
Yeah, like $30.
Abyssia has how many new items, how many new quests, how many areas?
Mm-hmm.
It's an expansion.
Yeah.
It's not in the usual form that we're used to seeing, but
right. You
know, it's God knows it's more than what the add-on scenarios provided.
And it's just because it's downloadable doesn't mean it's not a bona fide expansion, because
no, I hope any 14 expansions are all downloadable.
And you know, and I think they will be.
That's the direction we're going in, you know.
Yeah,
you don't have to go anywhere to pick up a retail copy of anything anymore, really.
There's that fact that, you know, downloading stuff is becoming more popular, and then there's also the fact that no one wants to publish PS2 games in the US anymore. So all those people still playing 11 on PS2, if a new expansion comes out, how the hell are they going to get it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Vanadio Collection, like 2009, was the last thing that they came out for PS2 for 11, and even then, you know, there weren't very many copies of those going around.
The popular question, to me, at least, I don't know about you, from people that listen to the show, is, you know, what are you doing about Final Fantasy 14 and 11? You know, what are you guys doing? What do you guys think? You know, what do you think I should do? So that's definitely a good topic.
And you know, I was on the Voices of Anadil episode the other night. Someone was like, "I heard you guys are stopping 11 when 14 comes out." I wanted to address this. We're not planning to stop PFA.
No, we haven't. We have no plans right now.
Honestly, we have no idea what's going to happen. I think maybe worst case scenario, we don't do a show each week, but we're still going to be doing shows. We're still going to be, you know, updating the website and everything. We plan to keep this going, so we're not going anywhere.
Word?
Word
still
indeed.
Still not going to change your name to Pet Food Zeta, though, right?
No.
Got it.
Just not making... this week.
All right. That was a good topic. Next on the agenda, we have player achievements. Now, we haven't really decided who was going to go over those this week. So, Chinchilla, why don't you do them? You want to do them? No, Fusion, you do them.
I did them that one week.
No, I did them last week, so you do them this week.
Well, I didn't the week before that.
No, you didn't, because our guest did it a week that...
Well, then who did it before that?
Me.
How do you know?
No, I think it was Tila before that.
I think it was Tila.
You know, I can do it if y'all want. I just got to bring it up.
I think that is an agreement that we can all...
Let's do it. Go ahead, man. Player achievements for this week by Defender X.
I feel so sorry for these people like putting their achievements and we don't want to read them.
and you know, being one of these people... That's like, you know, y'all didn't read my achievements on my birthday, and my whole week was effed up because of that.
Oh man.
That was some good achievements.
I read them all, man.
My daughter took a first step, so I'm like, yeah. That's right. That's a Final Fantasy ringtone. Don't judge.
It was such a happy moment that music just, like, started playing.
Background music.
Yeah.
All right. Player achievements. Hang on, let it load. Go Windows 95.
You are not using Windows 95.
No, dude, calm down. You know it's all about the MS-DOS.
You can't even, I don't even get Windows 95 anymore. Maybe if you have an MSDN account, play with it.
Right. Go Louisiana Education. I'm ready to see. Y'all ready?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, player achievements. Zeres managed to successfully keep Zeramero and Ascalia from achieving alcohol poisoning. Award on Voices of Vanadil Drunkoso facepalm.
Nice.
I'm surprised they didn't hit that level. They were pretty out of it the other night.
We should have a drunk episode.
I was a little bit tipsy myself, if y'all remember.
That'd be great if I drank, but I don't, so...
It's true. I tried to give you a shot when I was on vacation, but...
Well, you didn't try to. You did give me one.
I did give you a shot, and I think you died a little bit on the inside.
You didn't get 5 MP a tick? Because that's what alcohol does.
I got, like, minus 20 MP a tick, I think, from that one.
But you're also on melee, that's why.
Receives the effect of poison, is what it was.
Yeah.
Coroneco completed trials 3 and 4 towards the Oat Dagger for Dancer. Keep it moving, baby. Love the teamwork and these weapons inspiring. Folks. Thank you, Bruin from Alexander, from helping me complete trial number 4 versus Sarah. Keened Taro got my two kills I needed. Excuse me. I needed in return for me. Dragging black triple stars to him when he had to run errands and popping watching the first Sarah until he could get there. Onward to a metric ton of Arcana and Hippo.
I'm telling you,
same thing.
In defense of Defender here, sometimes player achievements and emails are so hard to read because of the content of it. Because we're talking
and they're in English
and all kinds of...
I can't read, man.
Sometimes it's so hard to read.
I'm gonna keep trying because I know y'all love to hear y'all names. Y'all love to hear y'all achievements. Yo, I'm with you. I'm a listener too. Oh God, what is his name?
Exactly.
Just exactly. Try. Welcome just try. Home. Just give it a try.
Yuki Unchiaya? I'm gonna call you Yuki. Yo, you Yuki. Congratulations.
Yo, promoted.
6 years of 11, and I finally got my Dula Chef Ho Pimp Hat Strong.
Nice.
Well, got it last week during your live show, but I guess that was too late. That's all right. Keep it moving.
Sure.
Italian-licious. No, Italian Stallion. Black Mage, 46 to 75 in 12 hours. Can you guess where?
COP, right?
COP.
From Vivian Party.
It was in Sulcrum. You did it in the jungle. Champion! NM Slayer, got sea and sky access. Reached nice. Floor 5 in Azul. Congratulations. Floor 5, that's the first 5 floors is the hardest floor, son. Congratulations. You're going to have that Rooney Key in about 3 weeks. Holla at your boy. Cleared the slime room in Walk of Echoes. Helped the friend kill priesties for 4.5 hours. Got Black Mage to 76. Mana Wall is awesome. And did under observation run and got grand total of 15k in drops.
Here's a question. Does Mana Wall plus Mana Font equal invincible?
Yes.
Does it?
Yes.
Ah, oh, hush your mouth.
I thought it
because
did.
you're not taking damage with HP. You're taking damage with MP. So like,
I think when it first came out that was the case. I think I heard somewhere.
That's awesome.
Right. Okay. I don't know.
All I heard was that it was speculation. I didn't think it was.
I thought I heard something.
I don't
something
think anyone actually tried it.
My Black Mage is a whopping 49. I can't holler. Samwise? Am I saying that right?
I think you're right. I think that's about right.
All right,
close
Sam.
Enough. I was close.
I killed all these names. Kula Kalakalan, Abyssia Conchcad Zone boss. And it was...
Kukulkan. Kukulkan.
Kukulkan?
Or whatever.
Macaulay Culkin?
Also? Yeah, Macaulay Kukulkan.
Macaulay Kukulkan.
Name of the episode right there, Macaulay Kukulkan.
Home Alone. also got a Strums report. Nice. Don't know what that is.
Cool. I'm having this vision of that NM like on the the cover of Home Alone where he's like the face like with the pice doing that. Oh man.
Don't they do that already with their eyes glowing and it turns?
Well, their eyes glow, but they don't like slap their cheeks and scream like a little kid.
Garyu, my Twitter friend. What's happening? 77 to 80 Dancer, 5 out of 5 Haste Samba and Reverse Flourish.
That's the way to do Cat, it.
For real. Cat Merits twice, switched to Black Mage, went from 77 to 79. Nice.
Very nice.
Ariel, finished getting all my favorite jobs to 80. Scholar, Dancer, White Mage, Summoner, and Corsair.
Jeez.
Finished my Sirius Staff, plus 17 Cure Potency, and got an Auric. He want to call it a.
He had an Auric dagger, didn't he?
And got Auric dagger halfway off of Culebra. Love my education level. In an epic battle, after some lame players tried to steal it from us, man, forget them fools. Yeah. Oh, and I got an LJ shell in China.
Nice. That's quite the week there.
That is
quite a week.
Go outside to the restroom at some point and eat.
Not even gonna try. Kai had 2 great Abyssia parties. Red Mage capped to 80 and got 10 merit points. And 76 Black Mage in them. Spent the merits on Freeze and Burst 2. Faint and Ice Magic Potency for Black Mage. Also, turned in the currency for the first upgrade to my straight daggerlicious and Davidius. Thank you. Started listening to PFA during the 2010 Vanifest episode.
Woohoo.
Finished listening to all 215 episodes. Jeez. During my 8-hour shift at work, with the exception of episode number 65, Pankatron Mon. Yeah, for real. Pancration Mon.
I'm always like, first rule doesn't matter how you say it, and I'm sitting here like correcting
him. I'm like,
Pankatron? It's Pancration. Sorry.
Pankatron sounds like it's like a transformer or something.
Doesn't it?
Pankatron, move out. You know, like.
Because it wouldn't load on iTunes. Originally, though, PFA was a beast-only radio show. I'm glad I was... Oh, excuse me. Originally thought PFA was a beast-only radio show. I'm glad I'm wrong. LOL. In other news, Sky LS reformed under new leadership, and I was promoted to officer. We're also talking about starting to do Abyssia NMs. Do you guys think that that'll be a new form of endgame now? P.S. I can't find that burger sandwich game Fusion made anywhere. Where can I get it from?
Oh, boy.
Man. I think I have that somewhere here.
It's on the media section, isn't it?
We took the media section down when we redid the site. I was going to redo it and kind of never did. Well, I'm going to just throw it up as it was.
Kinda burger sandwich ugly, game, question mark?
It was a... Fusion
was
X...
PFA video game. It was me.
Only PFA...
versus Burger Sandwiches. And then at the end, I forget what it was, but there was something
Samuel
with Samuel
L. Jackson.
Jackson's head, yeah. And some kind of explosion. I don't remember.
It was very
exactly
strange.
But yeah, that's...
God, this Emma effing burgers. Emma effing PFA.
Something like that, I think.
That's a good burger!
Yeah, I'll throw it up there. Check out the main nav bar sometime next week, and it'll should appear there.
I wasn't cool enough to be put in the video game. But.
You know, it was actually a project for class, and I just didn't feel like doing that much work. So I figured, okay, well, logically, who would have projectiles? Like, Derg's got Angon, Chin was a Corsair. You're a paladin and a beast. What are you going to do, like, throw courier carries at it?
He's going to throw biscuits.
That would have been awesome.
I'd see. Crap, they could have, like, spun up in the air, like, batarangs at... Oh, well.
Because he's forever bringing you the biscuit. What better way
he's
to bring it?
He's forever giving people crabs, too, so... Zing!
It's a pretty wild game.
I kind of want to, like, grab that again and play it. It's kind of one of those things, like, I just made it and put it on the site and, like, never looked at it ever again. Because I'm just like, oh my god, what have I done?
The PFA video game out now, $15.99. Or free.
Yeah, it's not worth money. Let's leave it at that.
$3.99.
Yeah, I'll look into that. What was it, episode 65 now, though, on iTunes.
I totally forgot about that video game.
Probably for good reason.
Probably.
Alright, what else? Any more? Or is that it?
That was it for player achievements. That was my first time ever reading all of those at once. I'ma blame it on that.
Alright, in game. I'm gonna give you the floor again, Defender, because you're the guest, and so, you know, we start with our guests, so. What have you been up to in game?
Man, I don't even know where to start, so I'm going to just throw some stuff out there. I'm in this link shell called Betrayed. They're an awesome link shell. They've showed me love ever since I've came to the Quetzalcoatl server. Special friends, they showed me love, you know, whenever I'm on there. We just did Dynamic Sandoria, and this dude, Earl, tried to kill me when I was charmed with his blue mage. Ha ha! You can't do it, son. His literal name is Earl.
That's awesome. He needs a mule named Ho-Jam. Just throwing that out there.
Whatever it is, he couldn't do it. So that was a great achievement. I mean, you know, after Abyssia, and I've already said my player achievements, you know, last week, I got 5 jobs to level 75. Oh, I do have a player achievement. I got 5 out of 5 warrior AF for my man.
Wow, you're so elite now.
Oh, man.
Friggin' elitist.
I killed Pandemonium Warden solo, man. What's happening with my 49 warrior? But, that's it. Been playing the PS3, getting ready for 14 in March. And hitting on Chin, that's about it.
Do it to it, son.
I don't think she ready. I don't think she ready.
Why are you trying to pimp me out? Oh, that was kind of messed up, Steak.
Was
no, pimping means that, you know, state trying to get some money out of Nimbus, and that's not happening.
I did nothing of the sort.
No, Chen, I'm trying to get you to love me for free.
I don't even know what that means.
It's exactly what it means.
Daddy, I wear furs on my back.
Can't pay my bills.
Oh, 2005 Destiny's Child ringtone. Get it today.
All right, what else, man? That's it.
That's pretty much it. I'm gonna be starting some Magian trials soon. Actually, I'm gonna start getting back into cooking. I got cooking to 75. Stop cooking altogether, and follow some of my old general's advice and try and get my money back up, because I just been working hard on making myself a better warrior. Better paladin, better dancer, better corsair, better dark knight, better red mage. You know, so I'm just gonna try and keep that moving and try and be like Fusion X when I grow up. That's about it.
All right.
Why?
Because I'm freaking awesome.
If you say so.
You must not have gotten the memo.
I don't know what server you're on, but I'm Defender X from the Quetzalcoatl X's.
Cool people have X's at the end of their name.
I see what you did there. Okay. Fusion, how about you? Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, Pet Food Alpha convention, you know, we need to spearhead that. I still got my Daikini recipe ready.
Okay.
I actually made one.
I'm excited for a Daikini. I want one.
I made a Daikini for the Drunkasode.
No way.
I made a Daikini.
We should have a Drunkasode. I don't have a Drunkasode.
You want to do a Pet Food Alpha Drunkasode, dog?
Dude, but Fusion won't
drink. Fusion will be the downer, man.
No. See, because Zeri's was, you know, the straight woman on their Drunkasode. Fusion can just be the straight man on this one.
Someone needs to record and pay attention to what's going on, so might as well be Fusion.
Exactly.
Right?
And you can bring me back on
after,
that.
After being like, part of
what Let's see if
GOV
Tila would be down.
I do not want to have to edit a Drunkasode.
Let's get Dooley, and let's see if Tila would be down for doing that.
If I agree to record it, you have to edit it after you sober up.
Okay.
That's my condition.
All right.
As long as Tila gets
it. I don't think you edit Drunkasodes. I think you just kind of go with it. And you say, sorry, little kid.
If you had listened to what we did last night, you would want to edit it. Yeah. A lot.
We got about
I was pretty drunk during our live episode on vacation.
Well, let's put it this way. We probably spent a good half hour talking about Defender Skype icon, at least.
I'm a champion drinker, though.
That's pretty easy to do.
Might not even be able to tell I'm drunk if I'm drunk. I don't know, maybe. All right. We should get our heads together and figure that out.
You drunk right now, dude? What's going on?
I wish.
This takes like drunk as so it started.
I got some Christmas ale in the fridge. I could get started. I mean, we got like how much? No, we're already on.
Christmas in August here?
Yeah,
Great
Lakes
tastes like 6 month old ale.
Great Lakes Brewery makes a Christmas ale, and it is so good that when you pop the top and you put it in your ear, you can hear Nat King Cole.
I thought that was going in a totally different direction.
No. I'm trying to figure out why you're trying to put.
As soon as he said ear, I'm like, wait a minute.
There's a whole conversation we can have about Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole in your ear.
I wonder why, you know, Dead Brothers in your ear singing. Popping alcohol in your ear.
So good, though.
Unforgettable.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Sing it, bro. Alright, so, but yeah, that's good stuff. Anyways, Fusion, what have you been doing in-game this week?
I killed Macaulay Culkin.
Nice.
It was kind of an annoying fight, because those pikes, they'll have that, like, you know, we were talking about the glowing eyes earlier. If you stare at them while they do that, you get petrified. It also had another move, same thing, only it would curse you and terror you, like, for, I don't know, maybe 10 seconds or something like that. And it also had a gradual petrify move, which was kind of interesting. I don't think I've seen that before.
Well, How does that work?
Your movement speed will decrease, and then eventually you'll see a timer, like when you get doomed, and it'll just count down, and then you'll be petrified.
Oh, word.
ran around, killed that. I got my, what are they calling it? An Abyssia, the soul gauge or something like that. The stupid camera crap. You need to take some pictures for some of the quests in there. And the final one to get the Abyssite, you need a picture of Macaulay Culkin. So took a few pictures of that. What else did I do? I got my what was it called? The Abyssite of Kismet, I think it is, from Lethane, the one that gives you for the blue chests. So I got that finished up. Pretty much done with all the Lethane quests, I think, for now. There's the one in Thurongni I wanna get up to, where there's Walt's potency augments you can get on this item from, that's a reward from doing a quest. So I wanna kinda get to that point where I can just kinda spam that until I get the good stuff. Other than that, when we did our Kukulkan run, we did a couple other NMs. I got my my Viking helmet, which is really cool. I had timed out.
I only used that. Awesome.
It's not, and it's funny because all these people are like, dude, it's got like minus 20 accuracy. That's terrible. Well, one hit weapon skills get an accuracy bone. I haven't missed yet with that helm, so it's pretty cool. And then I timed out. I only had like 90 minutes or so. Some people had some more than that, saved up from XP parties or whatever. And they killed the Viking helm again. Well, that also drops the Dancer neck piece. And guess what dropped after I timed out? The Dancer neck piece. And we hadn't seen that before. Like, we'd killed this NM at least, maybe four times or so, four or five times. And that was the first one we saw. And I wasn't even in the zone. Nobody even wanted it. So that was nice.
Well, Michael Jackson neck for you.
Yeah. If I had to pick, though, I would want the Viking helm over that for sure. I think that is about, every time I say I think that's about it, something else pops into my head.
Oh, of course.
It's like some mental thing, like, hey, no, you're forgetting about the thing. I actually started meriting strength.
Nice.
Like, I'm done with all my job merits, so I'm like, what do we put these in? Like, I'll put them in strength. Okay, the first upgrade is 3 merit points, the second upgrade is 6 merit points, everything after that is 9 merit points for an upgrade. Like, holy crap. Like, really? But
really?
Nothing else to put them in, so okay. Now that's all I've been doing.
Okay.
I'm confident in saying that now. I'm good.
Sweet. All right. I haven't done anything in game, obviously.
You reactivated is what you're
I have not to, yet reactivated.
Going to.
But I do plan on it because I'm clearly not playing pirates anymore. I can afford
You and Opie got sick of walking around in your little pirate
dresses. Opie did reactivate his account, and he moved servers.
Really?
Yeah, he moved back to Bahamut.
Oh.
Believe it or not. He's got some buddies over there that, I don't know if they wanted to start a link shell together, but they were interested in doing some stuff, so, I said, go for it, dude. Have some fun.
You still crying about the red mage tank nerf? I know that's why he quit.
I think that still bugs him, yeah.
Well, he's fine again. He doesn't care that much, I guess.
I never really tank much on red mage. I could, but I.
Well, not
the things
anymore.
I tanked, it was more, I soloed it versus tanked it.
Right.
And there is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I
tanked on Red Mage a little bit when I still had Chin. It's fun, I guess. I don't know. I liked debuffing and stuff better and being like the holy crap, you just saved every one person.
Mm-hmm.
With your epic done of Gates of Hades, and then you magically paralyzed Cerberus. And I'm like, word.
Because
I'm a boss.
Wait, Red Mage can Gates of Hades now? Awesome.
obviously.
Like, level 80 and fully
magic. Chain spell that crap. What?
I thought I was a boss because I can chain spell Udzimi.
Mm?
Oh, no, that's not why.
All right.
You know what I've been hearing is really cool. If you get on Scholar, you can do like AoE Aquavale.
Okay.
So you, like, because they changed Aquavale now, so like you guarantee like, you know, don't interrupt like X amount of spells or whatever. So like if, you know, whatever you're fighting, if you know tanks or people are having trouble getting shadows up, AoE Aquavale, they can get them up, and there you go.
Word. That was my magic spell for Ballista. A lot of people slept on Aquavale. I use that every time, like a good luck charm.
I was talking to a friend of mine earlier. He hasn't played for a long time, but he's like, I used to use Aquavale just because I liked the little animation.
Yeah.
That's about all it was good for, it seems like, back in the day. But it's pretty good now.
It's great. It just, you got to find the situation for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm pretty sure somewhere there is some situation where Deodorize is a game-breaking spell, but we just haven't found it.
I don't know about. Maybe that's the key to defeating like Absolute Virtue.
I just cast it on Galkas all the time.
Yeah, same.
Because
no, like I think if you're being chased by like a tiger or something, I think that
step in water, dude.
Deodorize. Like they'll lose aggro.
Or step in water.
Run through a stream.
Or just don't aggro a tiger.
Or don't aggro a tiger, yeah.
It's usually the best way to avoid aggro is to just not aggro. Yeah.
Man, that's how my first fortune. Tiger Fang, Sandoria.
Yeah, me too. Actually, my first was mining in Ifrit's Cauldron during the... Was it the summer? I think it was... Was it the summer fest? It was something.
Mine was Alky Bracelets.
Nice. Good times.
Not really.
No?
So good that the call has gone silent. Excitement.
Yeah. I used to farm Tiger Fangs until I puked.
I mean, I used to work at a gaming shop, and all I used to do was plot my character in front of tigers. And every time one popped up, you know, attacked them. I could make a really nasty joke right now, but I'm not going to. I'll leave that to your imagination.
All right, let's do some emails.
All right.
Can I say something real quick before we do the emails?
Real sure. quick.
Dude, one of my favorite parts of the show is when you used to say emails. Let's do some emails.
emails.
Sounded just like Ruby Ride, like every time. It's like, oh, email time. Yeah.
Heck yeah, man. That's how we do it.
Work.
Fusion, you're first.
I'm hearing an echo again.
Ditto. See? I go!
Oh, we stopped it too soon.
How about now?
There you go. You're good, I think. Yeah. Maybe? No? I can still hear it. A little bit.
Yeah, let's do this. Wait.
Alright. I think it's good.
Test! Okay, no echo. Can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. Good to go.
$5 microphones. Gotta love them.
All right, good. All
right. First one comes from Beowulf. Says, from what I've heard lately, Abyssia has a reputation system like the original cities. I was just wondering what you guys know about that, and if you know of any good ways to raise fame. Thanks again for the awesome show. I do know good ways to raise fame. In Abyssia Lethane, one of the easiest quests you can do, it's repeatable, but you have to zone out. The Fishing Brothers from the Sandoria, I think they're from the Lushang quest. They're in Abyssia, and you need to take a broken fishing rod, it's a willow rod, from one of the brothers, and fix it and give it to the other brother. But you don't actually have to repair that one. You could just go to Sandoria, buy a bunch of willow rods from the NPC, just warp in, take the one conflux to the one camp, talk to the the NPC flag the quest, take the conflux to the second camp, trade the thing to the brother, and then take the conflux back to the, you know, the starting point, exit the mall, and then you can just enter and repeat. I think every 10 rods you turn in is like one upgrade for the rank. There's another, you know, there's a bunch of ones you can do in the zones. All the zones, they have one where you can refuel the Martellos that are around. There's the big, there's like the mantlets and campaign. They can restore like your HP and MP and stuff. I think every zone has one where you can refuel those. Lethane, I know, after you do that once, you're able to upgrade, which doesn't require the energy to be at a certain level. If you want to like refuel one, I think it needs to be below 900 energy for it to actually work. In the Romney Canyon, you can... what one was it? There's... you have to trade in like a hardened bone, I think it is, to one NPC. Like you talk to them, they'll give you like a pickaxe, and you can actually mine it up there. But you can actually buy them off the auction house too, so you can just turn those into the NPC. There's one Taru next to a box, and you have to make like happy emotes to the box. I don't get it. But apparently, if you make the box feel happy enough or something, like it'll give you this P item that somebody back at the base camp wants. Some people have said like during the little cutscene while you talk to the Taru, he'll do a couple of emotes, and someone has said if you do the emotes that he talks about or hints at while kind of giving you the quest, then that's like a guaranteed like the box will work. So that's an easy one. In the Highland is a little trickier because you actually need to refuel a Martello to kind of even like get the quest line started. So once you do that, you go around to some other NPCs and you kind of open up quests for everybody else. One of them I mentioned a little bit is you have to take pictures of NMs, and you can turn those in once per game day, I believe. So that's kind of one of those things where, you know, if a lot of people are doing like NM runs and stuff now, just, you know, get to this quest, grab a camera, grab a bunch of slides, and then as you're doing them, just take some pictures, and then, you know, one day if you're bored, you're not really doing anything in game, just sit outside the mall each game day, go in, warp to the NPC, trade him a plate, and warp out, just wait. That'd probably be an alright way to do it. You know, Conchat, for me, it's looks like it's probably one of the more difficult zones to get the fame in. But yeah, that's my advice for you for right now, so hope those work for you.
Alright, Defender, you're going to read the next email, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Dear Pet Food Alpha, I came across your podcast 2 months ago while looking for new information on Final Fantasy XIV. I must say that you all produce a very entertaining show, which is good because since I don't play Final Fantasy XI, I only understand about half the show's content. Vogel Blue Mage! My questions are... Is it worth starting a Final Fantasy XI account so close to the release of Final Fantasy XIV? Take it away. I'm just going to read the questions because it's a long email, so I'm just going to...
Obviously, Final Fantasy XI and Final Fantasy XIV are two very, very different games. I would say yes, because there's a lot of rich content to experience in Final Fantasy XI. And it's part of the Final Fantasy series, you know, without a doubt. You know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of lore, a lot of really good storyline. So I would say, yes, just like going back and playing any of the other older Final Fantasy games, it's definitely part of the experience.
You know, every time I've tried to go back and play a Final Fantasy game, I'll get maybe like halfway through and I'll just stop.
Really?
Every time, yeah.
That is why you fail.
But see, I've already beaten him once. So I think I just hit this point where it's like, why am I playing this again?
Okay, yeah, I've seen this
like movie you get that itch, you know? You get that itch just to play it again, and then you play it for a few days, and you're like, why am I playing that? I've beaten this before. Your mind's kind of like, really? What do you... You think you're going to like do something new? What do you...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if
Harry still gets killed, there's nothing you can do about it.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa, spoiler.
Darth Vader, Luke's father, and Snape kills Dumbledore.
Whoa!
And Inception needs to be 2 or 3 seconds longer.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true.
Oh, I hate you for that fusion.
Dude,
I'm scared to go to sleep tonight just because of that. Anyway, I'm gonna chime in real quick and say, play Final Fantasy XI just for, if you've never played an MMO before and you're gonna be going to Final Fantasy XIV, I would say jump into 11 and get your feet wet in the community. And who knows, you might meet somebody that you're real cool with that you can go into Final Fantasy XIV with.
Yeah.
So that you have a friend to talk to.
True.
That's my advice on that. Let's see. To the next question. I was thinking that playing Final Fantasy XI would allow me to learn some new mechanics, playstyles that will surely be carried over to Final Fantasy XIV. How much content would I be able to experience in one month? Why is one pluralized? How much content will I be able to experience in 1 month of that time playing? 2 hours playtime per day. Mm.
2 hours per day in 1 month. Hmm.
You do it right, you can get to about level 20, level 30.
I think it would be enough to get your feet into the storyline a little bit, but I don't think you'd really be able to finish anything.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but you'd at least be able to meet some people though.
You'd definitely be able to. Mm-hmm. If you come on my server, I'll be happy to help you out. You know, learn you the ropes, get you introduced to a bunch of people that are going to Final Fantasy XIV when it first comes out. And besides, a lot of people that we talk about being, what's a good clean word that I can use on the podcast for these jerks? there's a couple jerks on the internet, but overall, Final Fantasy doesn't have as many jerks as you would say get in any other video games, especially like first-person shooters where they use racial epithets and things of that nature. So, get on Final Fantasy XI, have a ball for about a month. You might even get a little extra financial bonus or whatever to join Final Fantasy XIV, and you can probably keep both. If things ain't popping on 14 the way you don't want it to be, then you jump on 11. Come play with us until March. Why not?
True.
That'll be enough time. You need to play until March.
Exactly.
2 hours a day. You'll be able to get somewhere.
And lastly, I would enjoy. And lastly, would I enjoy the time played? Is the learning curve too steep? And would I need 1 month just to grasp the basic concepts? I think we kind of answered that. 1 month will get your feet wet. You can learn how to make a macro, learn how to kill a monster, learn how to make a party, learn how to, talk to people and what people you need to stay away from. 1 month to get you a good, primer into the game, but don't let that get you, ready for, all the way ready for Final Fantasy XIV. I mean, it's kind of like, you want to learn how to play baseball by learning how to play cricket. They're kind of similar, but they're not the same game.
There you go.
Again, thank you for the great show, Brian. Wait, no, that was lame. Just because I don't play doesn't mean I can't rock a sweet name. Signed, Biz Nasty.
Nice. All right.
Well, hopefully we answer your question, Biz, and hopefully one of us will see you the 1 month before you play.
All right, next email comes from someone who doesn't give their name. It says, sub PFA, what's the weirdest thing that happened to you while playing Final Fantasy XI? I was in a party a few years ago when I had a kitchen fire, and I had to put it out without disbanding from the party. They didn't mind waiting 5 minutes for me to solo a fire. Also, just last month, got hit by an earthquake while playing Final Fantasy XI. Sadly, I was the Red Mage, and everyone died because I couldn't heal them while my room was shaking. So what happened to you?
Wow. Ooh, clean and nasty.
I don't know if anything I have could be comparable to like a fire or an earthquake while playing.
I can.
Uh-oh. All right.
Easily. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, playing Final Fantasy XIV was actually in a COP party, and I heard a kind of a thump or a pop in the other room, and I didn't really pay attention to it. Come to find out, there was some shooting on my street, and a stray bullet went through my house and landed through a mirror.
Jeez.
Whoa.
That's kind of nuts.
So, you know, there's that. And one time when I was living in Indianapolis, my cat chewed through my power cord.
Oh, no.
I was playing. And it didn't kill the cat.
Wow.
But it killed my PlayStation cord.
Jeez. That's not a very smart cat right there.
She was cute, but she, no.
Anyone that says cats are smarter than dogs, the story is living proof, I think.
People that say that cats are smarter than dogs is the same people that say that women are smarter than men, just on behavior alone. I'm not saying that women are smarter than men. I'm not saying that men are smarter than women. It's all individual. But you have a cat that's like, I will make you do everything I want you to do. And the dog is just loyal and does tricks. It's a smartness in a different life. Mm-hmm.
Dog's like, so what if I eat my own poo? I'll go catch that frisbee if you throw it. You may not want to touch it.
For you.
I'll go get it for you.
I'm man's best friend. What are you? I am God.
God backwards is dog, though, so.
Ah, I see what you did there. Very clever, Fusion.
Isn't there a cats versus dog movie coming out soon?
Yeah, I think there is. The second one, too.
I know. That's a good lead into it. My daughter just learned how to start saying dog and cat. I can't wait to see it.
How old is your daughter?
She is 14 months.
Wow.
Oh.
Cute little afro baby. I got pictures on my on my Twitter. I'll show y'all later.
Word.
All right, next email comes from Izzy. Shin, you want to read that one, or do you want me to?
It doesn't say that I had any up.
I know.
There's only two listed.
I know.
Where were you when we're just like, we'll just...
That's all right, I'll read it. Don't worry about it.
Go.
Shin, make it up.
Pull it up.
Make up an email.
Yo, I'm Izzy. What's up?
Dude, don't do that. Last time we didn't have any emails. Chin sat there and like spammed the inbox with like.
I'll read this like, one. You can read.
That was like 4 years ago, Fusion.
Yo, whatever.
You can read the next one, Chin.
It still happened.
So this email comes from Izzy, and she says, or he says, "All right, so I'm setting down the daily XP grind and popping PFA on the iTouch." I assume that's iPod Touch. Anyways, while I stroll through Valkyrie Profile 2, searching for foes to kill. The episode was on 196, no burples allowed, and during the middle of a fight, all of a sudden I hear, "To my side, my noble Einherjar!" Only to find that it was Stake being random again. Anyway, just thought I'd let you guys know about my weird experience with the show. Thanks for all the good work, and keep bringing the biscuit. Warriors of the Biscuit forever. Signed, Izzy. Now, to my side, my noble Einherjar was a line from the first Valkyrie Profile game, which was a sweet PS1 game. So that's why that kind of connects, because he was playing Valkyrie Profile. Anyways, so there's that.
Now, is there a reason that Valkyrie Profile always shows up when I load up my Play Online viewer? Are they ever going to do something with that?
Probably not.
Probably not.
they'll change that when they give us like new POL wallpapers.
True.
The answer to that being never.
I was wondering if you were just being facetious.
Yeah, just in case no one figures that one out.
All right, next email is from Tavant Jin.
Hello once again, PFA folks. Tavant of the server here. Again, this time I have a question for Fusion. I know you play on PC with a controller. Lol.
It's
and
true.
I was wondering if you know how I can get my PS3 controller to work with the PC version. I usually play on Xbox 360. Once again, it seems to be dying again. No surprise to me, really. I've gone through three. But that's besides the point. I've looked online at forums and such, but I can't figure any of those guides out. I'm kind of a PC noob, but I can usually figure things out with the right guide. I'm not looking for anything fancy, like wireless control, like some of the guides have, but yeah. I can't seem to play with a keyboard after playing with a controller all this time. Any info would be much appreciated. Sorry for the long email, and keep up the good podcasting work. Tavant of the Cerberus server.
Word. If you just like go on Google, all you really need is just you need to find a driver for a PlayStation 3 controller. You'll probably need to plug it in. If you want to do wirelessly, I know there's a way that you can do that, but you need a Bluetooth adapter, and it requires a little more work. But just go online, try and find a driver for it. Do whatever the instructions say, plug it in, and it should be good to go. Just remember to set it up in the config for 11.
Word.
Awesome. Yeah, somebody's got to have drivers out there for that.
Yeah.
Learn something new. I didn't even know you could do that.
You can do anything. It's all just ones and zeros, sir.
Mm-hmm. Even if you got Windows 95?
Even if you...
Especially if you've got Windows 95.
If you are still running Windows 95... Someone needs to email me because
upgrade
you're
to
a
an
Etch
a Sketch.
You are a champion.
Upgrade to one of them little like kid computers with like little cartridges you put in.
If you're running Windows 95 and you're running
Prague or whatever,
I don't think 11 would even run on Windows 95.
I'm sure it would.
If you're running, are you sure?
Maybe.
If you're running Windows 95 and 11. You're a champion among nerds. Okay. Alright, that's all the emails that we have this week.
Word.
So, with that said, Defender, you have any shout-outs?
Yo, shouts out to, I already said them before, Betrayal Server. Shouts out to my girl Ecock, you know, she kept me in the game. Shouts out to Tobaway, Keep a Gangster. Corsair Radio, we're going to be doing some practices soon. Expect that to come out. You know, we're going to be talking about Final Fantasy 11 and 14. Yeah, shouts out to anybody I didn't mention. Shouts out to Earl for trying to kill me. Haha, you didn't do it. Shouts out to Pet Food Alpha for just letting me chill with y'all and tell dirty jokes and stories. You know. Shouts out to Dave Chappelle. Shouts out to Sam Wild Dude.
Jambalaya.
Shouts out to that Jambalaya, son. Shouts out to Sam Wild Mouth. Shouts out to all the contributors. Keep giving that money so they can keep doing what it do. And that's it. You know us. You know us, folks. We gotta, you know, have like 14-hour shoutouts.
Word.
Well, wait, what do you mean, us folks?
Us folks. Us Sandorians.
Oh, okay. I was just, you know, whoa.
Shout out to King Destin, Treon,
shout out to
all my people in the chateau. Shout out to Ramiel. You know me, you my homie. All right.
Your Gudo juice for those that ain't here. Y'all know how we do. Y'all know how that Southern Sandoria do, baby. Keep it
gangster. Oh man, poor little Alpha King Ron Pierre. Alright, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Our email address.
That's it, dude.
Sorry to disappoint you there.
Oh no, you straight.
Alright, our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com, as always. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
See ya.
Goodnight.
Later.
Y'all be cool.
I got a little something I'd like to lay on y'all.